On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dickerson, Bostic, Kyle's here with you on the Fan Morning Show. And joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff is brought to you by the Christmas Gift Store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good. It's Thursday. Getting prepared to head down to Atlanta tomorrow to watch the Pitt Panthers take on Georgia Tech. Doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, I am in Daytona Beach getting ready for the Pitt Panthers to take on Central Florida.
How's the weather?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I asked you the question, Jeffrey. How's the weather?
Okay, it's about 73 and no clouds.
That's terrific. Are you currently sunbathing?
No, I'm actually outside of the team bus.
Heading to shoot around.
We're about to head over to shoot around here in a couple of minutes.
Let's talk about this game tonight. It's a big one for Pitt. UCF's a team, but based on my quick reading, can shoot the three-point ball. How do you square this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Pitt's got to be able to get out defensively in this game. And they need to have performances like they had from Barry Dunning. They need some points off the bench. They need some of that spark that he brought in that game against Bucknell. And listen, I know it's Bucknell, and people might look at it. They're a good basketball team, and they had some size, and Pitt matched up well. Can Cam Corhan get going inside? Because that's where I think they can get UCF. Slow it down a little bit, get out on the perimeter on defense, and find some scoring inside.
Jeff, we assume that Aaron Rodgers is going to play Sunday against the Chicago Bears, but how do you think it's going to look? Obviously, he's going to have a brace on his hand. Do you think that Arthur Smith is going to alter the game plan a little bit, knowing that Aaron Rodgers has an ailment to his left hand?
Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a lot of under-center snaps. Although, you know, in today's game, how many of those do you really have? So that's the one thing that even Aaron mentioned yesterday that could be an issue for him would be taking those snaps under center. But if he's taking it in the pistol or in the gun, he should be fine. They're working on an apparatus. I mean, he seemed fairly confident that he would be able to do it. I don't know how, guys, you try to simulate a fall. Like, that's the thing for him. He said it's about finding a brace with protection. So they're going to have to, you know, go through ways to kind of simulate that he'll be able to brace himself in those scenarios. But I mean, you could tell he was having a little fun with Chicago, but I mean, if this is his last year, he wants another shot in there, and we'll see ultimately if he's able to get out there today or if it's just tomorrow, how much he's able to do and just how that wrist feels. But obviously he will have no issues with the right hand. I don't think handing off is going to be an issue, obviously, especially to the left.
Jeff, that being said, I mean, we know practice today, practice tomorrow. You know, what would you put the percentage at in your mind that Aaron Rodgers starts at quarterback on Sunday?
Without seeing him out there, it's tough, but I would say 60, just based on what he was saying.
Okay.
And given the fact that again, that right hand is fine, and he said he felt a lot better, and he you know, and there's something Tomlin said that stuck with me too, is that, you know, pain tolerance isn't an issue, and it isn't for most football players, but in this scenario, there's going to be some pain, and I think Rodgers is at that point where, you know, he wants to get in these games, and I think that's why I'm a little bit more than 50-50 on this, but ultimately it's going to be, hey, I'm sure he'll go, you know, over with Zach Frazier and try to take a couple snaps under center just to simulate that, just in case. But we'll find out more. And I thought, you know, he was fairly forthright with, from the standpoint of, I've got to get out there for a practice and see how it goes.
Jeff, do you think the Pitt Panthers bounce back on Saturday against Georgia Tech?
Man, Haynes King is a lot, but I do. I think this team, I think that can be a one-off. I know people think of a hangover for Notre Dame, but I really believe it can be a one-off based on what is still in front of them. And I still believe in the rush defense, and that's what Georgia Tech does so well. I mean, Georgia Tech was pushed by Boston College. I don't know that they've played the toughest schedule either. So, yeah, I do like Pitt's chances of getting a rebound down in Atlanta. And, man, that would set up a fun game with Miami next Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a fun week, obviously, with Thanksgiving and Pitt basketball taking on the Buckeyes of Ohio State, 7 o'clock on Friday. Jeff, you cover and call games for Pitt women's volleyball as well, and a couple questions on that front. Obviously, got some business to take care of this week, Friday, Sunday. Sunday being kind of the farewell to the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse for Pitt volleyball. Obviously, they'll be in their new arena next year. And take on Louisville Wednesday, another tilt between the Panthers and Cardinals for an ACC championship. Is Olivia Babcock the best athlete in Pittsburgh right now, not named Sidney Crosby?
She might be. She very well. I mean, Skeens is probably in that
Skeens
conversation. But it's funny. I had a longtime Pitt guy come up to me the other day and said, hey, who's your Mount Rushmore? And I paused, and the first one I said was Dorsett. And then I said, you know, Olivia, and he's like, yes, she is one of the four best athletes in Pitt history. And this was like a 65-year-old guy who was so into that, and recognizing her as one of the greatest athletes in Pitt history. I think she's getting to that type of status. I mean, what she does on a volleyball court is elite, no matter where she would play. But she has, what she is doing is just, it's incredible. And if you haven't seen it, volleyball is awesome. I mean, it's quick paced, and to watch an athlete like her, I mean, they don't come around very often at any school.
Jeff, how do you think it's going to go for James Franklin down at Georgia Tech?
I mean, they've made
Virginia Tech. Sorry. I got Georgia Tech
on
my mind.
You got text messed
no.
up.
Yep. Virginia Tech.
No, I mean, Virginia Tech just, I think they've committed $250 million to the athletic department. Recruiting's never been an issue for James. He got recruits at Vanderbilt. I don't know what level he can take the program, but it'll be better. I mean, wherever he's gone, his teams have won. So I think he'll have success. At what level? We'll see. But you know he's going to be motivated by after what happened at Penn State. And I think next year, isn't the last game on the schedule, Pitt, Virginia Tech, and Blacksburg?
Oh, boy.
It's
going to be fun.
It's going to be interesting. Jeff, thanks for joining the show. Enjoy the weather down in Florida and bring us back a win, a Pitt basketball win.
Same for you guys.
Use sunscreen.
See ya.
See ya, Jeff.
I will.
Bye, Carl.
See you guys.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.